Foundation.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Would you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you, so let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Welcome, neighbor, to this television neighborhood. What do you think might be in here? It's a big box. And it's one thing in here, not a lot of things. It has a long handle. And most people would never expect to see such a big one. I'll give you another hint, a big hint. Come with me. In this room is a regular size one. Now let's go back and see it. A huge toothbrush. A friend of mine made this. I thought it was... Oh, there's the telephone. I like this. Hello? Yes, I showed it. It surely is a big one. Oh, you found it? Good. Yes, I'd be glad to whenever you get here. Fine. Thanks very much, Mr. McFeely. All right, bye-bye. Mr. McFeely has found a videotape he once made that shows how people make toothbrushes. The real kind, not a big one like this. And he's going to bring it over so we can show it to you. In the meantime, let's think of something to do while we're waiting. While we're waiting for something new to do, let's try to think up a song while we're waiting. That's liberating and will be true to you. Let's think of something to do while we're waiting. While we're waiting till something's through. You know it's really all right. In fact, it's downright quite bright to think of something to do that's specific for you. Let's think of something to do while we're waiting. Oh, maybe that's he now. It is.
Speedy delivery.
Just the right amount of time, Mr. McFeely.
What do you mean?
It took you one song to get here.
Well, I didn't know I was that musical.
There's lots about ourselves that we don't know.
Well, that's for sure. And a lot of things about making toothbrushes that I didn't know before I made this videotape.
Well, may we show it now?
Sure.
Picture, picture.
I have time if you have time.
I do.
Okay, well, now's the time. Mm-hmm. But before we do that, I just wanted to show you this. I brought this from the factory, and on here are 24 toothbrush handles.
The handles.
And this is how they come out of the machine.
Oh, they make 24 at once.
24 at once, and then they make another 24, and they come out of the machine all day long, it seems like. Now, here, the brushes aren't in yet, and you can see that process. As a matter of fact, you'll see the process of putting the bristles in and the handle's coming out of the machine, on the videotape.
Good. Well, let's just watch it together.
All right. Speedy delivery.
You'll tell me about it, all right?
I will.
How people make toothbrushes.
Now, there's Jim. He's inspecting the plastic pellets that will be melted to make the toothbrushes.
Uh-huh.
He has to make sure they're just right. Now, there are pink pellets and some green ones, red and yellow.
So many different colors.
Yes, and blue ones. That's the color they'll use for us to watch.
What's that?
Well, that's the molding machine where they actually make the toothbrush handles.
It's big, isn't it?
Certainly is.
And what's that?
That's the inside of the machine, and these are the molds. The melted plastic is poured into them, and that's how the toothbrush handles are formed.
Uh-huh. Well, those look like toothbrushes already.
They do, but they're not quite toothbrushes yet.
I see. Now, do the brushes that clean your teeth go into those tiny holes there?
Yes, but that part comes later.
Uh-huh.
Now, here's the outside of the machine again. Helen's going to start the machine moving. The blue pellets go up that hose and right into the machine.
That's sort of like a vacuum cleaner, the way it does that.
That's right. When the pellets get to the machine, they're melted. And the melted plastic is pushed through this tube to the molds we saw earlier. Remember what's inside that window?
The toothbrush handle molds?
Now watch carefully.
All right.
Familiar? Oh,
yeah, just like the ones you brought today.
Well, and because they're still very hot, Helen wears gloves as she checks them to make sure they're just right. See, checking.
24 toothbrush handles, look at that.
Now this machine will cut the toothbrushes apart. Watch. Closes the doors.
Ooh,
there you go.
That was fast.
They're cut apart now.
Mm-hmm.
She takes them out. 24 there. Sets them aside. Now there's a piece of plastic here. Watch. She'll throw that in the bin. It's going to be recycled.
Well, that's good. They can use that again.
They can use it again. Now here's the whole process. It's starting again. You see they're out of the machine. She's checking them over.
Mm-hmm. She's going to make 24 more.
24 more. Cutting them apart.
Fast, isn't it? She surely looks carefully at all those things.
Now, can you guess what the next step might be?
I guess for putting the bristles on.
That's right. Now it's time to add the bristles. You know, the bristles are the little brushes that clean your teeth.
Yes.
Now, there's Susan. She puts the toothbrush handles into the bristling machine. Now, watch this.
That's like an elevator for toothbrushes.
That's right. The handles come down this chute, and you can see the bristles being put in. You see, if you look carefully there.
Oh, that machine works so fast.
Speedy bristling.
Isn't that interesting?
That's the part that cleans your teeth. This conveyor belt takes the toothbrushes to have the bristles rounded and smoothed. That happens inside the machine, so we can't see that part.
But why do the bristles need to be rounded and smooth?
Well, they need to be pretty smooth to clean your teeth correctly.
Oh, I see.
Now, they're all finished, and Susan sprays them with some air to get rid of any dust or dirt. And she puts them in big boxes. Then they'll be stored in the warehouse until it's time for them to be sent out so people can use them.
Look at all those toothbrushes.
Well, Mr. Rogers, there are lots of people in this world who need them.
Lots of people like you and I who need them.
That's right.
Interesting how people make toothbrushes.
Well, I thought you would enjoy that.
Now, of course, I'm wondering, how do people make toothpaste?
You know, I was wondering that, too. I'll look into it.
Okay. Have you seen my fish lately?
No, I have not.
Come take a look.
There they are.
Do you think fish have teeth?
I think some fish do, yes.
I wonder how they keep them clean.
Well, maybe by swimming through the water. That may be one way to keep them clean. Mm-hmm. Now, I know you...
Want to feed them?
I'd like to, but you don't put too much food in, right?
Oh, no.
So this is the correct food, right?
Yes, it's some here and some there.
Some right over here for this side. Mm-hmm. And just...
They like it.
And here's some over here. I'll put a...
You're having some speedy delivery food, fish.
Speedy delivery. And speaking of speedy deliveries, I have more to do today.
I always like your deliveries, Mr. McFeely.
I do, too. I enjoy coming over here. We look at a lot of interesting things, don't we?
We certainly do.
I'll see you around the neighborhood.
Farewell to you, Mr. McFeely.
Farewell to you, and thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We have mutual interests, Mr. McFeely and I. And my interest at the moment is the neighborhood of make-believe. Lady Aberlin has been doing some research about laughing with her laughing box. She's been finding that everyone has a somewhat different reaction to it. Robert Troll even thought there was some little somebody inside that laughing box. Well, let's pretend more about that right now, as the trolley goes along the trolley track in front of the castle in the neighborhood of make-believe. Okay, trolley?
Oh, right, it surely is, trolley. Look at the side of that. Oh, Lady Aberlin. Oh, she's inside the castle, and they're opening the little box, the little laughing box. They can't sound about it for this. Yeah, okay. It's easy for you to say.
Robert Troll.
Oh, Queen Sarah.
How good it is to see you.
Oh, it's good to see you, too, dear. We can send him around a lot.
Where have you been keeping your sail?
Well, we can send him around. I'm under the bridge over troubled waters.
I see. Well, I hope you're all right now.
Oh, yeah, much better. Can send. You know, Lady Evelyn's in there opening the box.
Oh, what box is that, my dear?
Oh, the box with the little laughing person in it. Because Sidney Brown went by. Very nice. You can see that.
There's a box with a little laughing person inside?
Yeah, I think so. Oh, well, here she comes now. We can see her about it.
Well, my.
Hi, Lady Evelyn. We can see her about
it. Well, Robert Troll, Handyman Negri fixed it so that I could show you the inside of the box.
Oh, yeah, we can see her about it.
Hi, Sarah.
Is there a person in there?
No, do you remember when I used to press this button?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that does sound like somebody laughing, right?
Yeah, it sounds like it. Yeah.
It is contagious.
Yeah, it's contagious. What if it is somebody? Why don't you let him out of there? They can say it now.
All right, now I'll press the button and turn it off and show you the first part of the machine.
Oh, it's a machine in there.
Oh, I didn't say about that.
Why, that looks like a little toothbrush up in there.
Yes. That is exactly what it looks like.
Oh, you're saying about a little tiny toothbrush.
Yeah.
You can say about a little band, and there must be a little tiny person inside her, too. And you can say about God, but use that. You can say
well, we'll see. We'll see. Now I'll just press this button.
Well, now, what is that?
Yeah, what's
and
that?
This is the second part of the box.
What is it? Where's that? Where's his mouth?
Yes, where is
his mouth?
Oh, it doesn't have a mouth. It has a speaker.
Oh, there is a speaker.
See, it's just a machine.
But it's not a little tiny laughing person in the...
No, it's not a tiny laughing person. It's just a machine.
Oh, well, I feel a whole lot better about that, don't you, Queen Sarah? Because
I
don't know about
that. Yes. I thought you would.
Yeah. Well, what's the little brush for then?
To keep the mechanism clean.
To clean the machine, sure. It is about that.
Yes, there seems to be one more part to the box.
Oh, yes, there is. I haven't looked inside there yet. Would you like to see? Are you interested?
Oh, I am. I love surprises.
I'd like to watch, but Queen Sarah, yes. Queen Sarah Bob, is it all right if I hold your hand?
Well, of course, Robert Troll. I'd be glad to hold your hand, good. Dear. Mm-hmm. While we watch together.
While we watch together. We can stand by.
What it is. Boy, it's a little, it's a sticker.
Sticker.
It says, you are.
Yeah, that's very nice. And it
seems like there's some instructions, too.
What does it say?
It says, as the ultimate researcher, you now have, for a limited amount of time, the opportunity of changing into what you've always wanted to be.
Oh.
I think it means that Lady Evelyn can be whoever she wants to be.
Oh, well, I can see that. Who do you want to be, Lady Evelyn?
Well, I never expected anything like this. I'm not quite sure who I want to be.
You could put on the sticker and find out. Yeah, you still want to hold my hand?
Where?
Please squeeze
it. Well, I'll try putting it here.
This is all too magical for me, but we get it right. I'm out of here.
What happened to Robert Troll?
I guess he got scared of you, dear.
Why? I feel the same as ever.
But you look like a tiger.
A tiger?
What you've always wanted to be?
The opportunity of changing into what I've always wanted to be. Wow! I'm a tiger!
I think I'd better tell your Uncle Friday.
Oh, let's keep it a secret for a while, Aunt Sarah. I want to see what people will do when they see me. Isn't this wonderful?
Now be careful. Be careful, Niece Evelyn.
Tiger Evelyn, you mean?
For a limited amount of time.
Excuse me. Queen Sarah said to be sure that Lady A Tiger was all right. I thought it was a joke.
It's no joke. Isn't it wonderful?
Well, if you like it, it is. I'll tell you something, though. I'd never know it was you, Lady Aberlin.
It isn't.
What do you mean?
It's Tiger Aberlin.
I know, but it's you inside, isn't it?
I guess so. I guess it's always me inside, but don't tell anybody. I want to have some fun with this.
All right, but be careful.
I think I'll go over to the school, see if anybody recognizes me.
Maybe I better go with you.
Why?
Well, no need to scare the children. I'll tell them you're a tame tiger.
Oh, all right. But please don't tell anybody who I really am.
Oh, I won't.
We're off to someplace else.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so you see, class, we need to brush our teeth from a time we are very small.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Tooth care is exceedingly important for princes, platypi, tigers, and cows.
Oh.
Any questions?
I have a question, Miss Cow.
What is it, Prince Tuesday?
What will happen to you if you eat a lot of candy?
Well, you could get a lot of cavities.
What are cavities?
They're little holes in your teeth.
And you don't want to have holes in your teeth, do you?
I know I don't. How about you, class?
No. I don't either.
I'll go in first.
What's this?
Then it won't be a surprise.
Hello out there. May we help you?
Excuse me.
Hello, Man Negri.
I just wanted you to know that the next person, animal that you see is a tame one, and certainly not one to be afraid of.
Oh.
Well, who is it, Annie?
It's a tiger. A T-I-G-E-R.
but very tame.
It looks awful big to me.
And even if it's tame, it looks scary to me.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, what's all this about teeth? Tigers brush their teeth too, you know.
You have fine teeth, Miss Tiger.
Oh, fine as they come. Pretty big teeth, we call them. Brush them every day.
But where did you come from?
From Tigerland.
And why do you have that sticker on your forehead?
It's part of Ultimate Research.
Well, Daniel's a tiger, and he doesn't have a sticker on his forehead.
Oh, Daniel's a real, real wonderful tiger.
Miss Tiger, have you ever been in our neighborhood before?
Not exactly this way.
I just wondered. You sort of sounded like...
Like a tame tiger?
Well, like a tame something.
Well, it's a time for me to travel on and on and on. Keep up the good work. And remember to brush your teeth. Come along, Negri.
Yes, Miss Tiger. Good night.
Bye. You never know what we'll see in school class.
And anyway, she still seems like somebody I know.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe one of your other tiger friends?
I'm not quite sure.
Okay. Now, let's sing our class song now, class.
All
okay,
right.
Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Anna, Prince, and Daniel. Anna, Prince, and Daniel. Daniel, Prince, and Anna are near.
It's always a pleasure to welcome you back to our castle, Princess Zelda.
Oh, you know me. I love to come here.
Are you on a special mission?
I heard that you had a director of research.
Yes, Lady Eberlyn has assumed that post.
Well, I'm trying to find out some of my family history, and I thought you all could help.
If anyone can help with royal histories, it is we. Oh, here comes Handyman Negri now.
Who's that with him?
It looks like a large forest creature.
I'll say.
Greetings, folks.
Handyman Negri and friend, I presume.
Correct as usual on King Friday.
I'm glad to see you, Princess Zelda.
Me too. But who's this friend?
A temporary tiger. I mean a research tiger. I mean Ms. Tiger.
Oh, speaking of research, I'm looking for the director of research. I understand that's Lady Eberlyn.
Well, yes, but...
Well, I'm working on this family history, and I need her help.
Well, maybe we could talk about that later.
Yes, well, it's certainly all kinds of help here. Charlie, there's always another day. Yes. So, Ms. Cow was teaching her class about teeth, and who should step into that schoolroom but Handyman Negri and a tiger. Lady Eberlyn turned into a tiger for a little while. Of course, that's just pretend. Nobody could ever turn into something that she isn't. We'll think more about that next time. But right now, I'd like to show you something. I'm going to put it on, and I'm not going to turn into anything but myself. There I am. Does look different though, doesn't it? Here's another one. Different hat on this one. I've got a coat, too. When I was a little boy, I used to love to put on my dad's hat and coat. Dark glasses, shoes, everything. I can put on a hat, or put on a coat, or wear a pair of glasses, or sail in a boat. I can change all my names and find a place to hide. I can do almost anything, but I'm still myself inside. I can go far away, or dream anything, or wear a scary costume, or act like a king. I can change all my names and find a place to hide.
Peekaboo.
I can do almost anything, but I'm still myself. I'm still myself. I'm still myself inside. Who you are inside is you. Nobody can take that away from you. That person is you, and that you can grow, but will always belong to you. Absolutely. Now I must put these away, get my big toothbrush. Where did I put that big toothbrush? It's not in here, is it? Not in there. I think it's over here. It's a great big toothbrush, and it fits in the box. In the box and out of the box, with a top on it. It's a good feeling, isn't it? It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new. And I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. We'll have lots of things to do and talk about next time. I'll be back then. Bye-bye.
People who give the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people who contribute to this and other public television stations and the Sears Roebuck Foundation.
This is PBS.